is a lamp brought out to be, I'm sorry, brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not be placed on a lampstand. That is, we have to reflect, what is the purpose of the lamp? It is to shed light, to light our way, to dispel darkness. And what is that darkness that we need to seek to dispel in the spiritual life? It is sin and evil. Well, the evil is caused by sin, so it is sin. We expect to rid ourselves of all of the evil in the world, we have to get rid of sin. That's actually one of the first things that Our Lady told the children of Fatima, stop sinning. Not that the children themselves were sinning, but the world was so steeped in sin. She told them that the father could, she could hardly restrain the hand of God against the world. So the light that we are to shed is to dispel that darkness. What is that light? The light of life of virtue and holiness. That will also give an example to everyone else. When they see the happiness, the joy that we have when we practice virtue, when we live a life of holiness, and we'll bring them, let us pray, to turn away from sin. And this is what will turn us away from all of the evil. It is shedding a light. And we are all called to hold up that light, not to keep it hidden. The light is not meant to be hidden. How can it dispel the darkness if it's hidden, you see? And then note what our Lord says, nothing is secret except to come to light. Bear in mind that the last day, it will all be revealed. It'll be all out in the open. And after all, nothing is hidden from God. He already sees it. He already knows. We can't hide anything from Him. And why should we try? We would have nothing to hide if we live a life of holiness, a life conformed to the will of God. Let us then not be afraid, well, first to live that life of holiness, a life always pleasing to God, always reminding ourselves of our love for Him, to give ourselves back to Him. And then by our example, who knows how many souls will be converted. And the more we do, the more we live a life of prayer and holiness, the more people see, the more they all come to live a life of holiness. We dispel that darkness, the sin, and we bring upon ourselves the light, which is God Himself. Praise be Jesus and Mary.